Hour number two of the third floor beginning right now. Music of Verdi coming up in a few minutes. We're going to hear a motet from Orlando de Lassus, and the featured work is conducted by a recent guest on the third floor, Robert Trevino. We're going to hear more music from his album of Ravel works and the famous Bolero. Right now, though, a piece from John Taverner, Sir John Taverner. They are all gone into the world of light. Text from the 17th century and Henry Vaughan. Music from the 21st century and again, Sir John Taverner. We'll hear the Winchester Cathedral Choir, directed by Andrew Lumsden. Andrew Lumsden leading the Winchester Cathedral Choir in a very gorgeous piece of music from Sir John Taverner. They are all gone into the world of light. Again, text from the 17th century poet Henry Vaughan, music from the 21st century. In the first hour, we heard from world-renowned baritone Dietrich Fischer-Dieskau, and I mentioned that we'd be hearing from another great singer of the 20th century, and so we shall right now, Leontine Price, the soprano, with the RCA Italiana Opera Orchestra, conducted by Eric Leinsdorf, in music of Verdi, Moro ma prima in grazia, I shall die, but first, in mercy, grant at least that I may hold against my breast my only son. If you deny a wife this last request, do not deny the prayers of a mother's heart.
Thank you.
live recording from the Met in 1966 featuring Leontine Price, the soprano, the incomparable soprano. I want to say that that's from the old Met as well, because I know she debuted the new building at Lincoln Center in a role. She sang Cleopatra in an opera by Samuel Barber that was composed specifically for the opening of the new Met. We heard Moro ma prima in grazia, a mother's plea to see her only son before she dies. Again, Leontine Price with the RCA Italiana Opera Orchestra, conducted by Eric Leinsdorf. More contemporary music now from the 20th century, and a piece called Fern Hill from the Dylan Thomas poem. Music from John Corigliano, and we'll hear the Kansas City Chorale, conducted by Charles Bruffy. A work called Fern Hill from the Dylan Thomas poem of the same name, and music from John Corigliano. We heard the Kansas City Chorale conducted by Charles Bruffy. Music there, of course, from the 20th century. And we move now to music from the 16th century in a program very much dominated by choral music this week. The 16th century composer Orlando di Lassus now, and In Felix Ego, a plea to God for refuge. We'll hear the Oxford Camerata conducted by Jeremy Summerlee.
Thank you.
On the third floor, music from the 16th century and Orlando de Lassus. In Felix Ego, we heard the Oxford Camerata conducted by Jeremy Summerlee. Finally, some instrumental music this week now, and the featured work of the hour, and a composition from Maurice Ravel. The conductor of this next work has twice been a guest on the third floor, and just recently, maybe a month ago or so, maybe a little longer. Next week, I'm going to catch up with Maestro Robert Trevino in person, making his debut with the Baltimore Symphony. Looking forward to that. Right now, though, he'll lead the Basque National Orchestra in Bolero from Maurice Ravel here on the third floor. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bolero from Maurice Ravel, we heard Robert Trevino leading the Basque National Orchestra. That was our featured work of the second hour, by the way, and still to come in the third hour, the featured work will be Symphony No. 5 by Franz Schubert, and we'll continue with more choral music in a program very much devoted to choral music this week, and we've got an instrumental work from Mahler coming up, among other treats I'm sure you'll enjoy. I'm Bill Cromwell, your host and listening companion, as we spend time together on The Third Floor. Thanks so much for being with me. If you get the opportunity, check out the website, classicalthirdfloor.org. And there you can see a gallery of pictures of guests, including Robert Trevino, who was on the program a month or two ago, and among other well-known musicians and composers from around the world. And there's that information on the website, along with a link to the Public Radio Exchange, where you can access free archived episodes of The Third Floor. Very easy. It's just a click or two, and then you just pick the program you want to hear, and that's it. There's no other information gathering or anything of the sort. I wouldn't do that, and I don't. So there's that, and also information about the show, and there's also a support button if you'd like to help keep The Third Floor going and spreading great classical music across the country and the world. Back in a few moments.